Hey, this is Tom Waddle. Thanks for listening to the Waddle and Sylvie podcast brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship.
From State Street and the First Midwest Bank Studio, this is WMVP Chicago, ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Waddle and Sylvie, weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87, ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
This is Breaking News, powered by PointsBet Sportsbook. On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
That's right. This is a surprise to me, and I think most people will be very, very happy with it. The Bulls have themselves a new head coach, according to Woj. And it is former Florida head coach and Oklahoma City head coach, Billy Donovan. The Bulls have just done something, Waddle, that they very rarely do.
They signed a coach with experience.
Yes. The last time and maybe one of the only times they've done it in their years of being a franchise in the National Basketball Association was Scott Skiles. I mean, they flirted with some past head coaches who've had success, but usually they hire an assistant or a college guy.
All right, what do we think of this?
I think it's good.
608 winning percentage in 5 seasons with the Thunder. I believe they advanced past the first round one time. Is that right? In his time there?
And they've had good teams. Like, that's the criticism, that they had KD, they had Russ, they were up 3-1 against Golden State. How did you finish that?
Professional coach, 2 national titles as a college coach.
And that, to me, is what you needed most.
Professional?
After the Fred Hoiberg experience, and then if you thought you couldn't get worse than Freddie, they outdid themselves, and they just put on a clown show with Jim Boylan. And he was here way too long. He never was qualified to get the job to begin with. But when you bring in a guy who's a professional coach who will command the room, who understands what it's like to develop young players. Remember, we talked about Karnišević, who was in that division with Denver for all those years. Now, there was talk about Wes Unseld Jr., one of his assistant coaches in Denver, who's been gaining traction. Udoka, who is the Philadelphia tie. He was with the Spurs for so many years, and then Eversley was with him for this past year. That there were some really good names up-and-coming young assistant coaches. But if a guy does know something about Billy Donovan, it's Arturis Karnišević, because he watched that team play the Nuggets 4 or 5 times a year. You know, that's in the division, Denver and Oklahoma City. So Billy Donovan becomes available.
You got a professional organization.
Well, I think I mentioned this to you guys when he was rumored that if they do go in that direction, he was going to be pricey. And that means that this team is willing to spend money now. And we all thought, they don't want to fire Boylan because they don't want to have to spend the money in the pandemic year with no attendance. And
I never thought that was
Adam
the truth.
Silver saying that, you know, the
season
NBA
isn't going to start until next
after
year.
January. Yeah. So who knows when we're going to get to see Bulls games next. And this means this is definitely taking the franchise in a completely different direction. We're spending money.
Yeah. Professional organization.
Think about now when you go in again to a room, whether Giannis becomes a free agent, whoever is the next free agent, and instead of going in with Gar, and instead of going in with John has credibility, but John admittedly said he doesn't think of himself as a recruiter. So instead of going in with a guy who has respect but doesn't think of him as a recruiter, and then you're going in with Gar and you're walking in with Jim Boylan, right now you're walking into a room to prospective free agents a year from now with Mark Eversley, Arturis Karnišević, and Billy Donovan.
Yeah. You got credibility.
And remember, perception is a huge part of this. How much was true? How much is perception? The fact of the matter is, the perception out there is the Bulls front office wasn't what it should have been and couldn't land the big free agent.
Well, what was your priority? I mean, I'm sure that there were thoughts out there that their priority wasn't spending whatever it would take to win. Now, they've done that. They have actually put together a plan that looks like a very professional plan and one that is somewhat pricey, which checks a couple of boxes, I would think, to potential free agents. So, what?
Plus, I want to see Lauri Markkanen. Can he play? Billy Donovan would probably know. He's coached in college, and he's coached for a lot of years in the NBA. What could Coby White do? Is he really a point guard? What's his role on this team? Let Billy Donovan figure it out with this front office. Like, it's not just free agency.
Right.
This guy's been around the block. This guy's developed a lot of pros. Bradley Beal played for him in college and went up on Twitter, and he said, if I'm the Bulls, I go out and I get Billy Donovan. That's a guy that may become available. Like, there are a lot of guys who may become available. I want to maximize what I have on this roster. I want to know who can play on this roster.
Well, and now you've got a chance to actually develop some guys where, like, I think we all talked about this ad nauseum for the last year plus, that one of our big concerns wasn't just winning games. It was that we didn't see any growth from whether it was Lowry or some of the other younger players. Like, Wendell Carter Jr. has had, I don't think he's been...
Right. That was the other name I wanted to pull up.
He hasn't been coached to do anything other than hustle, play defense, and score putbacks.
Yes.
Like, establish his game from outside the paint.
Right. And think about what Denver did. Mike Malone coached before, and they brought in Mike Malone. They weren't scared away. Mike Malone's in the Western Conference Finals right now with the Nuggets. I'm confident that with all the connections that Karnišević had with some of these assistants, for him to go out and to say to the ownership, do something that you haven't done before in the middle of a pandemic and pay for Billy Donovan, that he really loved Donovan. And to me, this could be exactly what a lot of Bulls fans who have been turned off by these last several years of doing the wrong thing can get them back into cheering for the Bulls.
This may have sounded foolish, but when the thought about keeping Jim Boylan in place was talked about, I thought it was a horrible business decision.
Right.
Because, again, I don't know when people are going to be let in the United Center because of the pandemic.
You always argued
for that. But when you do let them in, how many people are going to be rushing to buy tickets for a team that Jim Boylan is coaching? To me, the symbol or the sign would be that we're not all in. Partially in, but we're not all in. Like, now, if filling the building when the building is open is part of the equation, which I'm sure it is, I think you're going to have more people interested in buying Bulls tickets with Billy Donovan on the sideline versus Jim Boylan.
Right.
So I think there is a financial component
to Woj has an article out now that has more details. It says that in the second paragraph that VP of Basketball Operations, AK, aggressively pursued Donovan in the aftermath of Donovan leaving the Oklahoma City Thunder after five seasons. So remember a couple weeks ago, that's what we all here on the show kind of suggest is, like, we hope AK
strike
is going
hot, hard
after him. And also, he sold Donovan on a partnership and a vision for a talented young roster and a chance to lead one of the league's anchor franchises.
Yeah.
Which, you know, think back to what we saw at All-Star Weekend here in Chicago is that the Bulls were the laughing stock of the league, and AK is shaping a vision where this team gets back into the conversation with the Celtics, the Lakers,
right,
the Heat, other teams, the Spurs, who have been in the forefront of the league, the Warriors, teams that have been great franchises, and this is what they wanted to do. And the third thing I would point out is AK and Eversley believe that Donovan, this is from the article from Woj, they believe Donovan was the absolute best coach on the market, and they went out and got him. And I think that's fantastic.
Wasn't there rumors that the Sixers were interested?
Yes. Well, yep. And they're also in on what from Houston, Mike D'Antoni. Like, they have a lot, and Tyronn Lue, I think, is in there too. But everything you said, Black, like, you have a guy now, and we were all worried. Like, at first, I wasn't worried. And then, Abdallah, you sort of wore off
down
on me, where you wore me down, where I started. And then the Cowley stuff with him saying, okay, now maybe not, maybe Boylan's here, and what KC was putting out there. What did he do? A lot of Bulls fans said, guys, let's just see what AK does. And what did he do? He ended up shrewdly and quietly firing Jim Boylan. He went out quietly and shrewdly, and he got the highest priced coach out there. something that Bulls ownership didn't do. And there were no rumors about this. Shams wrote about this yesterday, and he did not mention Billy Donovan. He mentioned Udoka. He mentioned Darvin Ham. He mentioned Wes Unseld Jr. It was all the assistant coaches who all may be good coaches. But what you need now is a known quantity. And you need a professional to go in with Wendell Carter and with Lauri Markkanen and with Kobe White and Zach LaVine, with all the stupidity going on with Jim Boylan, the back and forth, who can get Zach's attention and teach him to get to the next level of more than being a 22-point-per-game scorer.
You know, so, there's two things that I stand out from both what you, Sylvie, and Tom, what you guys said about this. He's doing the work. AK is doing the work, and what is going on in the media does not matter, right?
Right.
Like, so he got to business, and he took care of what he needed to take care of. You know, you pointed out how the delay of firing Boylan was a concern to some. It doesn't matter because he moved off of him. He did the work,
right? Got the job done.
He saw a coach become available who we didn't think would necessarily be available. He did the work quietly, landed the coach. No rumors, nothing. I'm very impressed.
No chatty stuff, you know.
Yeah.
All this, the dirt would always come up on the Bulls.
Well, yeah. it also gives you the confidence that, like, business is being done the right way. Like, there are no 100%. Restrictions placed on him by Michael Reinsdorf or Jerry or anybody else attached to the Bulls organization. That money is not going to be a problem, nor should it be, because they've been a cash cow. And that there's going to be no meddling, that they brought this guy in, and the concern was, well, is Pax going to be in charge? No. If they want to keep Pax on as an advisor in some way, shape, or form, I think what we all agreed upon was, why would I care if Jerry Reinsdorf wants to have John inside the organization and for as long as John wants to? That's Jerry's right. As long as there's a new, fresh set of eyes and ears. And I think that that's been proven over the last couple of months.
Exactly right. And Bulls fans, how do you feel about this? This has been a franchise, and I know there are a ton of you out there. There are so many Bulls fans in their 30s, in their 40s, in their 50s, whose basketball lives were shaped by what happened in the late 80s and all the 90s throughout here, where you grew into being basketball fans. Like, everyone used to say, well, this isn't a basketball town. This is a Michael Jordan town. I never believed it. I grew up a basketball fan in this town. And Michael Jordan and those Bulls teams then shaped hardcore Bulls fans for many years to come because we were so lucky to watch the greatness. And now we've been starving, and we got that team in 2010, 11, 12 with Derek, and then it was going so well, and it crashed and burned because of Derek's injury, and the front office cried and cried and cried, and they never did work after that because they just blamed their bad luck. So how do you feel now after being scorned and after being kicked? And now you have a new front office with Karnišević and Eversley, and you've got Billy Donovan, a high-priced coach that the Reinsdorf decided to sign. 332-3776. All of your phone calls, the breaking news. Billy Donovan has been named the Bulls head coach, broken by a Woj. All your calls coming up next. You're probably thrilled if you're a Bulls fan. The breaking news that just broke at the... At 5 o'clock, we're all set to talk Cubs, Bears, and everything's good in the city of Chicago with two first-place baseball teams and the Bears at 2-0.
We're back.
The good news keeps on rolling, Waddle.
That's right. Now you got a coach that's not learning on the job.
If you're just getting to your car, the breaking news that Woj broke first is that Billy Donovan is the new Bulls head coach. 312-332-3776. We've talked a lot about it. Want to hear from you. Mark in Logan Square, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Mark.
You know, you don't got to go look far to see what these guys have done in terms of the team, the Nuggets that Karnišević has put together, and what Billy Donovan did with OKC. He took a lot of rookies and a lot of guys who, you know, the entire league thought wasn't going to be any more than a top, you know, bottom feeding team. And you know, they took the Rockets to 7. That was impressive for Donovan to lead that team. It's even more impressive to see the kind of team that Karnišević can put together. Former season ticket holder, haven't bought in years. Yo, tell him to call me, man. So tell him the interns to call me, Sylvie. All right?
Wow. I'm back, babe. Mark, the Bulls' ticket office. Mark wants a phone call.
This is what I was talking about as well. Like, listen, I know Mark
is.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
It's one guy, but I think that this is the energy that will bring people when you're allowed to go into the United Center. There will be people that come in that wouldn't come in because of the thought that Jim Boylan was going to maintain his status on the sidelines.
And I know we've mentioned it briefly. The story today, there was an interview that Adam Silver did on CNN, and he said that at the earliest, it looks like a January start to the NBA season, and they want to play 82 games with crowds. So obviously everything's up in the air. But that's their plan as of now.
Going to give Billy Donovan a chance, an even longer chance, a bigger chance to work with his guys before the real season starts.
See, Red Fred, of course, wants to weigh in on this. What's up, Fred?
Oh, guys, I'm on seventh heaven. My prophecy has been fulfilled. Remember what I said, 7 pick in 17, 7 pick in 18, 7 pick in 19, 7 letters in Arturas, 7 letters in Donovan, 7 title imminent. I can't believe it. First of all, you know who this puts us in play for? Think about this.
Bradley Beal. Yeah, he's
Bradley
already
Beal
tweeted
called
about
him
it.
His second dad. He's got 2 more years. And I'm telling you right now, he's got a player option for the third year. He's not taking that player option. Get on the phone. Let's get 27-year-old Bradley Beal in town. Because he will absolutely play for this guy.
Just well, you may trade. Like, they may rebuild, so you may trade for him. I mean,
absolutely. Absolutely. We got the 4th pick. Send them the 4th pick and whatever they want for Bradley Beal. Let's get it on. I'm telling you, he's top 3 in Coach of the Year voting. I cannot believe this organization came through like this, but you got to hand it to not just the tourists, but to ownership to say, you know what? I know there's a lot of headwind with COVID, but we're going to pay big dollars for a legit coach who was top 3 in Coach of the Year voting.
This is what they
we're
should do.
We're going all the way. Mike, I can't believe it.
They've made
I'm
money.
I'm going out to shoot some hoops, guys. Love you.
See you.
This is the greatest day.
My guess is Fred's not very good shooting hoops. He loves hoops, and he's probably, you know, he's got some really good
shots
thoughts.
Fired.
But I want to see if I want to see video.
Day, man.
I want to see video of his shots. Maybe Billy can work with it.
Yeah, and look, the Bulls got some new shtick where they have new leadership and now they have a new coach. Can he get some new stuff than the seventh this and seventh that and seventh? Like, come up with something new now. We're down a new road. The Bulls are back. Let's come up with something new, Fred.
All right.
Joe in Chesterton, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Joe?
Man, I am stoked. My gosh, I have never been this enthusiastic about a head coach in Chicago. Not Nagy, not Madden, not David Ross. I am 32 years old, and this is the first time I've ever been this enthusiastic about a head coach in Chicago. I have followed Billy Donovan as a Florida Gators fan since I was like 12 years old. Okay, it's like, wow, I am so stoked. I haven't been to a Bulls game in 12 years, so next season I'm going. I think that this was a home run. I think this is a home run. And again, I am not one to overreact or be enthusiastic about a head coach position. So this is definitely telling you something.
From the business side, you got to spend money to make money.
Exactly. And I tell you what, this is definitely a slam dunk. And I believe Steve Red Fred said it. Hey, get Bradley Beal. I mean, sorry, but I am very stoked. Sylvie, hope you're doing well. Continue the fight. Pray for your brother. But again, I am very stoked. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
Bradley Beal, by the way, on the All Waddle team. And
I know he is.
Several years.
And he's great. He's on a lot of people's All team.
Why are we fishing in the short end of the pool there?
Giannis.
I mean, Giannis, Anthony Davis? No?
Yeah, how about AD?
Well, he's a free agent now, isn't he?
AD?
Yeah.
AD?
Let's
dream big, guys. Let's go.
I'm with you. That's what they're doing now. It's a new day. Again, I haven't said it in a long time, and it's never about me. I've been accused by that team of being a, quote, hater. It's not being a hater when you hire Jim Boylan without doing a coaching interview and you don't tag him interimly. Then you get criticism. When you do a thorough coaching search, okay? They did a thorough coaching search. They did a thorough investigation of what Jim Boylan was, and they fired him. Michael Reinsdorf did a thorough interview process for the front office, and they built that front office out. It's not a mom-and-pop shop anymore. So I give them credit. Credit to Michael. Credit to Jerry.
Yeah, we're deep-sea fishing now. Deep-sea fishing. No scrubs.
Marcus in Minneapolis. You're on ESPN 1000. Are you going to ruin our buzz, Marcus?
I'm definitely ruining it. Hey, man, I got to be honest, man. I have to be honest. First off, I want to say this. Just like, I don't know if I think it was Sylvie just said it, or Black or Adam said it. I always thought we had a better chance of getting AD than Giannis. Even Stephen A. Smith was on the show recently. He said that he's been hearing that AD is not married to the Lakers. Anyway, this buzz is bringing me down. Sylvie, you've been a basketball fan for a long time, right?
Yeah.
At least 30 years.
More than that. I've been going to Bulls games since I was five.
I got you. So you're not a casual basketball fan. You're not just excited for Billy Donovan because of his name. So I'm assuming you know basketball. So when you watch Billy Donovan's teams play, what do you think is a good coach? I wonder, what do you think is good about Billy Donovan, that he's done good? What has he accomplished besides championships in Florida and however many years ago that was?
I think when you're a head coach, and Marcus, you could stay on. When you're a head coach, it takes a lot to manage egos. They played for him with KD. They played for him with Russ. KD leaves. Russ continued to play for him. When Russ left, and they were written off by a lot of people, and they get Chris Paul, and a lot of people said Chris Paul would never want to play in Oklahoma City, and he sold them on it. He continued to redevelop what that team did with a new identity, and he did his best work this year. I'm not telling you that Billy Donovan doesn't have coaching warts, but where we were right now, we needed a credibility boost. And he is going to walk into that locker room, and Zach LaVine and Otto Porter and Lauri Markkanen and Wendell Carter and Kobe White, they're going to buy in to what their coach tells him now.
Okay, so this is my thing. I think this is exactly what this is, a credibility boost. I say this on, I think, one of the other shows. This is the Bears. This is the Bulls' version of hiring John Fox. He's an upgrade over Jim Boylan because Jim Boylan is a low standard guy. He'll come in. He'll create a new identity and he'll just help the players grow up. They'll respect him because of his name. But he's not a championship coach. He hasn't developed anybody. And when you look at basketball games, you can tell if a team is coaches and X's and O's coach. If he, you know, like if he's running the system. To me, Russell Westbrook didn't make it anywhere, first of all. They won like 40 games when Westbrook was after KD left. But he hasn't made it anywhere, he hasn't won any championships, anything. I don't see what the hype is about him. He's not a developer. He doesn't have a great system. When you see Popovich, watch the game tonight or tomorrow, that he – and Boston Celtics, you'll see real coaching versus what Billy Donovan is. Well, Chris Paul took that team to the playoffs this year.
Look, what you're going to see tonight between Boston and Miami, those Brad Stevens and Spoelstra are two of the best coaches in the league. I mean, you guys are buying what I'm selling, aren't you? Like, flaws, but come on.
If I could jump in, I mean, I appreciate Marcus, and he calls all the time. He's awesome. But I don't think he's right on this Billy Donovan assessment. I mean, the thing I would look at is when he had more offensive-style players, he let them play. Thunder were top 10 offensive teams. And then when he had those players removed from his roster, like this last season, they were a top 10 defensive team. He has the ability to coach both styles of basketball. And he wants to point out Brad Stevens and Eric Spoelstra. Listen, you can make the argument that Donovan isn't that, But I would argue that he's not far off it. Yeah. He is absolutely around that top 10 level in the NBA of head coaches. He has the experience. He knows how to get guys and get them in the right positions to succeed. So I think Marcus is a little off base on that. And Waddle earmuffs. He is no John Fox. John Fox, when he came to Chicago, was past his prime as far as the way NFL concepts were running in his style. But Billy Donovan is not that at all in the NBA. He is right in the center of the coaches at the forefront of what the new style of NBA is.
No, don't forget, though. I mean, maybe he was past his prime, but John Fox went to a Super Bowl with Carolina to a Super Bowl with Denver.
But you guys know, when he got here in Chicago, that's not what NFL offenses were running like. And, like, the style was just a little past what John Fox could bring to the table. That is not the case at all with Billy Donovan.
Well, I think you can argue that Billy Donovan is more in his prime than John was when he got here to Chicago.
It's not.
It's fair.
312-332.
I don't need earmuffs. I'm a big boy.
Fox is your guy, and he's a great guy, and he's friendly. And I'm just saying, this is not a Billy Donovan is by no means John Fox coming to the Bears.
All right, so the breaking news again. Woj reported it. The Bulls made it official. It's already done. Billy Donovan is the Bulls head coach. 312-332-3776. Are the Bulls back? We say yes. Yeah, today's a good day. Billy Donovan named head coach of the Chicago Bulls.
People have responded. Do you see Zach LaVine? A couple of hand prayer emojis and a couple of fist bumps.
See, they're all...
Yeah, of course.
You're going to find out now, too, just how bad it was. And hopefully they'll leave it in the past and just get better as a team. Like, Zach's got stuff to improve on. They all can get better. But a caller called in and said, when was the last time he was this excited? The last time over a coach I was this excited is when the Cubs hired Joe Maddon. Like, going into 15, and I remember Ozzie Guillen Jr. arguing with me, saying, coach doesn't make a difference. I'm like, this coach does. And sure enough, he brought the culture, exactly the culture you needed for a young team. And I'm not telling you that the Bulls are going to do what the Cubs did in 15 coming up here. They've got more work to do. But I'm telling you now that they're starting to map out a plan, something that I raged against with the last regime, that they would veer from plan to plan. And I would get on and I would yell at Waddle and I would say, what's the plan? One minute they were tanking. The next minute, Robin Lopez was playing 40 minutes per game.
Jimmy and the kids.
It just changed by the day. It changed by the week.
Young enough.
And now they're mapping out there. They get an equal start with a good young front office and a credible head coach to start a culture, and they're tied together. And we don't have to go through a season this year where you have a lame duck coach who you know can't do the job anyway, and you can start the process today.
How about having young players that aren't developing because the head coach is learning on the job himself and really not learning the lesson?
Yes.
But, like, I mean, you've got young players, and now we'll see. Like, has anybody really been able to come to any type of conclusion as to who Lauri Markkanen is?
No, and that's job one.
Okay, now, will we soon be able to figure out what Wendell Carter Jr.'s offensive upside is?
Don't know. And they may trade one or two of them, too. They may draft somebody who's big, and they could trade him for another player. Like, now AK has me.
He's holding you in the palm of his hand.
He's won the benefit of the doubt with me. With the work that he did with Boylan and now Donovan, now he gets the benefit of my doubt until proven otherwise.
He's holding you and petting your head lovingly right now.
I need a little bull's pet right now. My bald head right now. I need to be pet. Doug and McHenry, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Doug.
Hey, guys. I'm extremely excited about this signing. I'm 32 years old. I grew up with the 90s Bulls, and I even toughed it out through the Floyd era. But the last 2 years, I could honestly say I have not watched a single minute of Bulls basketball, and that was as a protest to Gar and Pax. I am going to be watching every minute of basketball moving forward. with the Bulls. I'm extremely excited to watch.
It's funny, Doug, because like there was a time when we would all watch every minute of every game, and we would be texting during a Bulls game the way we do for football games.
The only time we texted was during the Boylan press conference.
Right.
That's it.
That's all.
But like, oh my like God,
I'm with you.
Guy.
There was a time when I didn't miss a single second of a Bulls game. And they wore me down the last couple of years.
Peter in Glenview, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Peter?
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Good. We're good. Really good.
Hey, how refreshing is it in one offseason we've replaced Pax, Forbin, and Boylan with Karnisovas, Eversley, and Billy Donovan, and on top of that, we finally got a coach and a GM that are on the same page together.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Yeah, no, he had his choice to the 76ers. There was interest in Milwaukee. I've been looking at his hire since they reported that the Bulls were interested in him. So they've got to have some big plans if he decided to come here and chose us over any other team. They got a slew of young talent. Superstars get mad every other week of the year in the regular season, and we got some young talent to deal if anything ever comes up with that. And then we got a respected coach that the players will buy in with. So it's great.
I also feel confident and comfortable with somebody making the fourth overall selection in the draft.
Yes, especially with what they just did now.
Is that? I mean, I don't know if that's just being, you know, hyper excited or
no, it's the benefit of the doubt that I talked about. So you had a guy, they had two connections to assistant coaches. You had Eversley with Udoka this past year, and then you had Wes Unseld Jr., who's done great work with Denver. He coordinates their defense. Denver's in the Western Conference Finals. You know, all the reason in the world to hire one of those two. And the guy with the most credibility won them over. So they are open to doing what they deem is best for the team.
And also, remember, like, this option wasn't available when they took the job, right?
They didn't know he'd become available.
Like, theoretically, they could poach assistants off of any bench, you know, when they got the job. But then, boom, something else presented itself, and they took advantage.
And they pivoted, yes. Patrick on 90, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Pat.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. We're great.
So a few just kind of pointers that I wanted to bring out. So typically what I've seen with his OKC years, Donovan's really come in with an established superstar. Do you think he has what it takes to have LaVine step up and really establish himself as a premier guard in the league? And if not, what pieces you guys recommend we take to help him become that?
I don't think they look at Zach LaVine as a one. I mean, so I don't know what eventually they'll do. I think that the goal is to find somebody, whether it's AD or it's trying to find a way to get Giannis here or somebody else.
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
I don't think anybody looks at Zach. I mean, Zach's a good player. It's hard to score 25 a game in this league. I don't care who you are. But I don't think this new staff or the new regime looks at Zach LaVine and sees LeBron or Kawhi or someone like that.
And they're not going to compete for a championship right away. We hope they compete for a playoff.
Right.
You know, the 8 seed, the 7 seed, we had hopes for that last year. We hope they're this young and upcoming team where then the table is set for whenever that next guy gets traded or wants to sign elsewhere. And then you have the table set, and you don't have to say, hey, our team is in disarray. No one will look at us. We're not ready to win. This is what these guys are trying to do now.
Didn't it feel like when they would walk out for the opening tip of a game, it looked like five disgruntled guys, five unhappy guys?
Because they were. Sam and Beverly, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Sammy.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're good, Sam.
I have a question, and, man, I just seen Joakim Noah's Instagram story. He's already celebrating the hiring. Does this open up the door for Chris Paul or Joakim Noah, a return for Joakim Noah? I mean, Joakim Noah praised Billy Donovan, and Chris Paul likes Donovan. So, and Chris Paul is good friends with Kobe White. Hey,
don't you have to trade for him?
Isn't he approved?
Fleck, is it?
Yeah, he's under contract. He's owed like $41-42 million. There's no way.
No. You're developing a point guard.
Yeah, you don't
guard,
want that. You don't want that $40 million.
No.
But what was the first question he asked?
Joakim Noah, if you could bring him in as
an assistant coach. You want to? He could be my big man coach.
No, I mean, I think he was. It was implying that possibly, you know, be a veteran leader who plays minor minutes. Isn't that what he was going with that?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't bringing him in as a coach, but like as a mentor, kind of. Who's the guy in Miami? Haslam?
Yeah.
Haslam. You could do that. Yeah, but.
You guys are just talking about Zach LaVine. So he was playing Call of Duty when the news broke. Do you guys want to hear his reaction to it?
Let's play that next. Is that cool?
Okay. I'm warning you. He's very excited.
All right. So
he's very excited.
I'm sure.
This audio is going to blow you away.
All right. That's coming up next. Zach LaVine's reaction to the breaking news. The Bulls have a head coach, and his name is Billy Donovan.
I don't think Greeny would ever swear on Twitter.
Whoa! What did you say, Waddle?
I don't think Greeny would ever swear on Twitter. Twitter.
What's Titter?
Is that what you said? I missed that.
I called it Titter. I left the W out.
Listen to it, Sylvie. Listen to it.
I don't think Greeny would ever swear on Titter. Twitter. Titter.
I thought at first you were saying Tinder.
I don't think Greeny would ever swear on Titter. Twitter. Twitter. That's what I try to say. I left the W out. I got a speech impediment. You making fun of me, Black? Is that what you're doing?
I don't have any impediments.
No, I didn't. It's all right. Hey, I cut Sylvie off earlier. You guys, Sylvie's trying to give a tease.
That was the funniest thing of the week.
There is something I want to bring up to you guys, though. Then don't forget Would You Rather coming up at 4:30. So send it. I can see how you felt, though, my mind's moving faster than my words these
things.
Yeah.
And another thing, and here we go. Here's the commercial break.
I don't think Greeny's ever sworn on Twitter. I don't think Greeny would ever swear on
I'm going to swear on Instagram now tonight because of Billy Donovan.
Yeah, you have become that guy, aren't you? Well, you're the little potty mouth on social media.
The mouse goes away and everyone starts dropping F-bombs on Twitter.
You can start doing like nudity things as well. Laying in your bed today.
Is that what Cap did last night?
Yeah, that was a spinoff.
No, he wasn't nude.
So again, Billy Donovan, the new head coach of the Bulls, the breaking news within the last hour. So this is Zach LaVine's reaction. So set this up, Black. I saw the video. I didn't hear it. He's playing Call of Duty, right? So he's interacting with people on Twitch?
Yeah, so there's a chat there. So he's talking to people who are typing to him. So he's just going to be talking, okay? And he is thrilled. He is so excited. Here's the audio.
Oh, damn, we got Billy Donovan as our next coach. I swear, just came out. Yeah. Wow. That'll be good. Billy Donovan was the coach for OKC. He used to coach at Florida. Really good coach.
See? Thrilled.
Oh, I thought for sure that I thought he was going to start yelling.
Black gotcha.
You did get me.
Yeah.
The best part about that video is now Nerd Gaming Twitter is coming after Zach LaVine for streaming on Facebook and not on Twitch or YouTube.
Not using Twitch.
And like,
that is so 2020 right there. Yeah.
I don't even know what you just said.
How he's like, why is he on Facebook? Like, it's the worst possible thing to be
Facebook
streaming
He's using Facebook to
on.
Stream.
Oh, damn. We got Billy Donovan as our next coach.
Oh, man.
Oh, throw it. Oh, heck.
He's got
Oh, damn. We got Billy Donovan as our next coach. I swear. Just came out.
Who's he talking to?
People are messaging as he's playing. Yeah.
Wow. And then, so what does it do? Then it just kind of, his voice is then typed up?
No.
Billy Donovan was the coach for OKC.
You know how people are watching?
I don't know how it works.
It's like right now I'm watching Twitch. I can see the chat. I'm not gonna like. I can
so
talk
wait a
to
second.
Them.
He's playing a video game and having people
do I
watch.
Explain
a
video
you
game?
Don't know
what
that's
Twitch
what,
is for.
That's what Big Cat's been doing with playing football and winning national championships with Doug.
Do I have to explain to you how Twitter polls work?
I thought that when you like you could play video games with other people.
You come in early tomorrow and I'll show you.
People watch. Thousands of people
watch.
These
people
guys play
video games?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
That's what happened with What's-His-Face from Tampa.
Where have you been during the pandemic?
People are talking to you on Twitch right now.
Yeah, they want to know what's up.
I get it, Twitch. This is a way for them to listen to a radio show.
And they can comment.
I've promoed this 30 times during the show. And I said what Twitch was originally invented for was for to stream people playing video games.
That's silly.
And now we're using it for the radio station.
Yeah, I'm not watching anyone play video
games. Do you remember when you only had two controllers and you had three friends? And you...
Someone
was always that guy that was left out.
Had to sit out, yeah.
And you're like, this 20 is
minutes
so boring.
You'd have to sit
I'm
out.
Watching people play video games. Now, millions of people do that for fun. Oh, I don't understand
That's weird.
It.
That's really weird.
Huh?
Like, the only time I ever really played video games was in college. We would play RBI baseball. And then, for a little bit of time, we played that NHL game. But other than
you
that,
haven't
like
lived.
I know. I'm sorry that you played real football. I was at the bar.
I was always told from 9 to noon on the old Cap and Company show.
Oh, we used to play
you would play video games with Cap as your show prep.
That's true.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that story is true. Thank you.
That is true. We would play Madden football before the show.
He says that you would stay after the show, and I didn't picture you staying for a second after the show.
No. I was in the my goal was to be in the car out of the gates when Andrea Darlis came on, checked on for the 9 o'clock news.
And your show ended at 8:58.
Yes, I had a down. Like I could get downstairs and through the gate, and I'd be on Lower Wacker by. And I'm Andrea Darlis with the 9 o'clock news on WGN. Yes. I was in my car through the gate, and I was on my way home.
Let me take Corey in Homewood really quick. The big news about Billy Donovan. Corey, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're good, Corey.
Good. Just real quick, I'm excited about the news for Billy Donovan coming to Chicago. We've had 7 head coaches since Phil Jackson left, with only Thibodeau being part of the most successful. And I kind of wanted to disagree with the other guy as well that called and said that Billy Donovan haven't developed anybody. But this whole playoffs, all we've seen is guys coming off the bench that's been developed. Dort from OKC.
Right.
He has some other guys, Schroeder, Alexander. All those guys have been developed under Billy Donovan. So I'm just excited to see what he's going to do with our roster. And let's go Bulls.
Let's go Bulls. Let me take Greg in Lakeview quickly, then Bleck and Abdallah are
They'll have the basketball show tonight at 6.
Yes. Greg, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, first of all, Sylvie Strong.
Thank you.
I come from the perspective of I grew up in Gainesville, and I went to the University of Florida, so I saw him take the Florida Gators basketball program from nothing to a 2-time national champion. So not only can he develop players like Joakim Noah and a lot of those guys who won those 2 titles, they weren't very good their first year. He turned them into superstars. So he can develop a program, and he can develop players.
Singing my song.
Another thing, I'm sorry?
I said, you're singing my song. I want to see them develop young guys.
And another thing with Billy is, and I think you'll hear this from everybody, is he is a great person. So there's going to be a great culture with the Bulls, and there's not going to be any issues, I would think, with trust, as you saw with Boylan. And I'm very ecstatic with this. I think he's... I don't know what's going to come of it, but I definitely think it's a step in the right direction, and he's a great person and a great coach.
Great call, Greg. Thank you. Bleck Abdallah, are you guys still doing the baseball show, or are you guys taking Bulls calls here in 2 minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
If you want to talk about Billy Donovan going to the Chicago Bulls as their next head coach, you will be on the air. We will be taking your phone calls. We'll mix in a little baseball. We'll keep our eyes on the Cubs and the White Sox as they are both playing as well. But, yeah, we're going to cover the top story of the day. Billy Donovan to the Bulls, I think it's fantastic. And Sylvie, I think all Bulls fans should look at today as another marker in this offseason for the Chicago Bulls, where they are a real team that's going to try and compete and try and win championships.
It hasn't
felt like that for the last few years, as Bulls fans have known, so I think this is a positive movement.
Tune in to the basketball show at 6.
You're
excited.
Feel these nipples!
That's a great movie, too.
Thank you to Dan Wiederer today, our only guest, and all of your great calls. We're in a great spot right now. The Bears are 2-0. We have 2 first-place baseball
teams. Thank you to Greeny. Well, how dare you forget him.
And Greeny was a caller today. Remember, Greeny called in.
Right. Yeah. With his poll.
With his poll. Out. And the Bulls are back. So it's a great time to be a Chicago sports fan. Bleck and Abdallah coming up in 2 minutes. Thanks to Bleck and Abdallah. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great Tuesday night. It's the classic.
That was a big thrill.
Hi, it's Andre Dawson, including myself, Ed Belfour.
Who's getting wild tonight? That's what I'm talking about, baby.
No high from you.
What?
No high from you.
I give him more buys than highs.
Waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away. Waddle, waddle. Till the very next day. Bum, 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 bum.
And thank you to all and to all a good night.